Hello, good evening, and welcome everyone to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Tonight is Saturday night on the Lightship. It is Saturday, August 17th, 2013. We have a wonderful show full of information and healings and a wonderful visit to the Lightship. So welcome everyone. A reminder that there is an 8-hour healing call tomorrow where you can spend the entire 8 hours on Creation Lightship having physical healings, that it starts at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and still sign up for that. There's also another 8-hour healing on the 25th of August, and of course, they'll continue each month as we go forward. Before Ron comes on, everyone can get ready by bringing up a picture of the beautiful light being, either on the BBS page. You can just scroll down and click on it and enlarge it, or you can go to creationlightship.com, and on the home page, you'll see a picture of the light being there. And when Ron comes on, he'll activate that for each of us so that we can feel the peace energy from Creation Lightship all during the show tonight. So now I'll say hello to Ron.
Hi. Hello, everybody. Here we are again, another night. That song by Cat Stevens, another Saturday night. we're here again. So, I don't know how many archives we have. I know we got a lot. I can't recall when we actually started. 2006, I think. So, I think that's about the time. So, anyway, let's bring up the light beam, everybody. And we'll energize it with peace energy. Here we go. So, peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it looks like some people need a little more of that. Maybe they're having anxiety because summer's almost over or something. So we'll do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that should help out you people out there listening. And we'll turn it back over Ann tonight. So, Ann.
Hi, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. And I do feel that there are people having that anxiety where I am. The kids have already gone back to school and everything, and I do think there's a lot of that summer ending happening to people. And on that same note, since it is summer, I always like to bring this clearing up. There's a wonderful clearing on the website called Bites and Stings. And Ron has explained to us several times that anything on this planet that might bite us or sting us, other than, of course, an animal that's cornered. I mean, if you cornered your own pet, really, a dog or a cat would bite you if they're in fear. We don't mean that, but something that randomly is just around like a mosquito. Those shouldn't even be on this planet, but unfortunately, they are. And we tend to have to see and deal with them a lot more in the summertime. And if you've had an issue with that, fear, perhaps, or something that recurs because of a bite or a sting, there is a clearing called the Bites and Stings clearing on creationlightship.com. And I was wondering if we could ask you, Ron, to perhaps do a sample of that clearing for us tonight.
Okay, so naturally when we do clearings, if you work in your past, also if you're dealing with a situation right now with that. So either way, it does work. Remember, because you are reliving your past. You may not know that consciously. Past is always with you. Run along for the ride. And here we go. So if you had a bite or sting sometime in your life, and maybe it was awful and was a bad situation, we can clear that for you to get rid of the energy because it's still with you. People don't know that. They just think when something is gone, it's over with. You know, been there, done that, and but it's still with you. It come back and be another been there, done that second time. So here we go. Going to clear an energy from you. Your choice. Remember, you have to think of something, otherwise it won't work. As the light always sees you in perfection. So you have to judge yourself to find out a situation, an issue, cleared, to have more spirit energy with you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do that again in case you have to go a little deeper for some people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, we'll see how people are doing. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And I brought that up, of course, because I feel it's sort of season-oriented because we're outside more in the summer, but also wanted to let people know that there is an archive where you talk a lot about the bites and stings, and that is Wednesday, April 17th, 2013. So if you're not aware, if you miss any of the shows, you can go back and listen to them. And many people go back and listen to them even if they've heard them, because you often hear things that maybe you didn't catch the first time or get something a little bit more out of it. And most of the healings that Ron does in clearings will work on the archive, so it's really worth doing. And we've even had people comment, oh, you know, I didn't like that show, or I didn't get too much out of it. And I kind of laugh when I hear that. Really? Well, go back and listen again, because maybe you weren't heart-centered while the show was going on, or maybe you got distracted. I know that it's happened to me where I listen to a show a second time, and I think, oh, I didn't even get that the first time. So anyway, April 17th, 2013, if you'd like to find out more information about the bites and stings clearing. So thank you very much, Ron. And also tonight, we've had some questions. Oh, I wanted to say that in addition to the fast chat, you can also send an email. I have the email account open right now. It is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So if you have a testimonial or a question or request, you can send it there or just put it on the fast chat. I have both open tonight. And the next thing I was thinking that we have some questions about tonight, they all seemed connected to our wonderful self-empowerment healings, Ron, which you've talked about a lot on a lot of different shows, I know. But I was wondering if perhaps we could do some samples of the type of things that can get in the way of our self-empowerment that are on that healing, of course. But maybe you want to talk about that a little bit, and then we could do a couple of samples. If that's okay.
Sure. What happens, everybody has issues that is stored inside of you from your ancestors. So remember, if you didn't have any, didn't have the DNA from your ancestors, you wouldn't have any issues. It's as simple as that. And you'd live the life, your life in the moment, and just experience life. That's the way it is in true light. But because these things are deeply embedded in us, and they pop up when we start using mind energy, like I always state, is not in light, but they use mind energy to activate your DNA to bring forth situations that can reoccur in your life from your past, and very, very distant past even. People think sometimes of their past lives. That could also even be a parallel life that you're experiencing that may look like a past life. But you could kind of put your past lives and your parallel lifetimes kind of in the same pot of soup, you know, in the same stew there, because it could be the same thing. And you're thinking that it's one thing, but it's actually something else. It really makes no difference. It's still there and it's with you. And how you got your situation and what happened, how you got led to it. Remember, if you were strictly in the moment, you wouldn't be there. So all of your situations in this lifetime, because you're using mind energy, which is in duality, All those are brought to you by a pre-programmed situation inside of you. So you don't really have to have any, you don't really need to blame yourself for something that happened to you, thinking that you really did a bad thing. Well, it was only bad because maybe you didn't get a clue on it. And from there, you know, it was already with you, and it got manifested. So you could stop beating yourself up. Like, why did I do that? You know, I shouldn't have done that. Well, it's the program that was running your ancestors, and now it started running you. That's kind of what I'm getting at. Don't beat yourself up if something happened in your life where it's just very, very bad. And, you know, you go, man, I should have been more conscious or knew more. Well, there's a program running. Well, I had no control over it. If you look at it now and you go, wow, really shouldn't have done that, and I can see the outcome, et cetera, of what's going on, and I wouldn't do it again. Well, that's because now you know the program is over. It ran its course, and now you can look at it and evaluate it. Where before, it's kind of like, you know, looking, you know, trying to find the forest of the trees, you know, where is the forest, you know? Well, you're in it. So that's kind of what we're looking at here, is everything is from, you know, situations that are stored inside of you. And I'll bring it back over to you again here. It went a little bit sideways, but we can get back and do some clearings if you like.
That would be nice. And it's interesting because we had a question about, you brought up the past, and we had a question I was going to get to about seven generational clearings. So maybe we could stay on the self-empowerment for a moment and then sort of segue into that. So if we could have a sample of a clearing for competition, that I thought that would be great.
Okay. So here I may not even have this issue consciously, but it still could be inside of you. Hasn't surfaced yet. And sometimes they don't surface. Sometimes it's not surfaced in you, but if you have children, then they have it. And you wonder, uh-oh, then they activate it back into you because they have it. So that makes it even worse. So here we go. But now two people have it, and you gave it to them. You're responsible. There's no judgment there. So here we go. Competition clearing. So think of something where maybe, you know, where are you with this here? Are you the one that's ahead or behind, you know, in competition? Clear that, first of all. Here we go. One, two, think of your issue. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay?
Thank you, Ron.
Oh, a little further here. Let's do one if you are behind, okay? Maybe you, competition, maybe, you know, you really tried your best. Maybe you worked for a company, we'll say, and they, the old days, they called them spiffs, but, you know, maybe you work for a company and they say, oh, if you make X amount of sales, you're going to want a trip to Hawaii, and you're out there really busting your butt for 6 months. And, man, you know that you got it. And then all of a sudden, a friend of yours found out that you're really close to them, and they worked an extra week at the very end continuously, and they beat you by one particular sale. You thought you had it in the bag, and now you're, like, really depressed because, you know, that's what came in, and, you know, your friend's laughing at you because they found out something that you didn't think they would know about, and maybe one of your friends told him that, and now all of a sudden you have a betrayal issue too with one of your friends, okay? But we'll do those two clearings here. We'll do the stress, anxiety, depression, whatever word worked out for you like that. You probably all have had that situation. Or you know, it could even be, you know, you're saving all your money to buy something, and you got, you know, maybe $10 more to go, and all of a sudden you lose the envelope with all the money in it, you know? That's, you lost, right? So here we go. Whatever situation rings the bell for you. For that depression, and it could be anxiety, you know. So this is your call here, whatever one you want to have. Maybe even both. So I'm going to clear that right now. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do betrayal. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another way to look at this here, which is probably not going to be you, but it could be, is you're watching maybe a baseball game, right? It's the last inning. Now, the last batter up will say, you know, the bases are loaded. Oh, they just got to strike the guy out or whatever, and then your team actually wins, right? So, pitcher throws the ball, you know, and the batter hits it, and it goes up in the air, and it comes right to you. And you don't know what's happening as the ball is coming into your mitt, but you got all the people on the other team giving you psychic attacks to fall over, to lose your consciousness and everything else, but you don't know that. All of a sudden, you put your mitt up, and the mitt's in the wrong place, and you drop the ball, and all of a sudden, the game is won because bases were loaded, and you could have caught that particular fly and won the game. Now, everybody hates you, right? So you can kind of picture that. And all the psychic attacks going toward you on the team that you're on, all the players don't like you, and all the people on the... And the bleachers don't like you who are rooting for that team. You wonder, oh, boy, I feel awful now. You know, that could probably even kill you. Let's do a clearing for that. You may have been in that situation yourself, something like that. Probably not too many people out there, but things like that do happen. It's all up to you, and you're the one that's supposed to pull everything through when you fall flat. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Some people were kind of in a similar situation like that, so this clearing helped. So whoever you are, that's good. If you did feel some relief here, then I would probably do some timeline crashes on that. That would be a tremendous issue that's attached to you, and you could, you know, I'd probably do. It feels pretty heavy. I'd probably do 500 timeline crashes on that particular situation. Just put down what happened, maybe. Approximate year, how old you were, you know. I make it very simple, but go in there and do timeline crashes on it because you don't want to be, you're probably still on those timelines getting mileage out of it. You're not, but somebody else is, so that's the youths out there. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. That was just wonderful. I have one more idea for a sample that perhaps you wouldn't mind doing for us, but first I just wanted to say that this discussion of the self-empowerment issues is really reminding me of, number one, how important it is to start with doing the emotional body clearing. And for people who might be listening for the first time, when you go on Ron's website, there are a variety of things you can learn about, read about. There are free healings. And there are many, many healings, but you definitely don't need all of them because there are, I don't know how many, might be in the thousands of them, and certainly nobody alive needs them all. But we all do need the emotional body healing to start with. And I was thinking that, boy, if you hadn't done the emotional body healing, you know, all of these issues would be so much worse. And I have a question for you, Ron, that when you go in and do a whole life healing, you put in your age and you clear yourself of emotions to X age that you are. And then if you've purchased the whole life portion of the healing, you can go back and do incidences. So I have a question for you, which is what it says is specific incident. Specify the incident for clearing below. Again, this is the emotional body healing.
Okay.
Could we put, I mean, that's very clear and understandable. You know, when I was 10, everybody laughed at me because whatever, I came out half-dressed.
Okay, so that should be gone with the first clearing.
Okay.
The whole life clearing, all that stuff should be released from you. You shouldn't even have to look at it any longer.
Okay.
If it come up, you may want to put it in there, but typically, at that point, once you do your whole lifetime, it's completed.
Got it.
So, S4 is the unlimited version.
Right.
So after you completed the clearing, then every millisecond from that time when it stopped, when the clearing said it's completed, right now you're living in the now, also on timelines, and you're regenerating emotions or generating emotions from situations around you. It probably won't be quite as bad because you had a clearing. Normally people will come to you and stir up your DNA that was dormant, not working. And at that point, then now you're dealing with an emotion that was no longer with you ever, that they brought it forward, or you saw something on TV that you haven't really seen before. So that's what that particular box is for, where you type in a situation or an incident. That's from after you had the whole lifetime clearing. That's starting you over again with your, you know, where your new life is, because you're actually born again, like brand new, without the emotion. So from that time on, that particular box and incident, and you can go back days or weeks, you know, months or years. It depends how far back you need to go from when you had your whole lifetime clearing. And people who come to me and say, Ron, I did your emotional clearing 4 years ago, but, you know, how do I am current with that? And I go, well, just get the unlimited version. And go back and clear maybe some situations that are haunting you a lot, and or just clear out those years, see how you're feeling. So that's how you work that. You don't need to go back in over again. There are a bunch of things that should already be taken care of. If you do feel something after you did the emotional clearing, then I would say you're probably working with the seven generational stuff.
Wow, that comes up again. Okay. Thank you, Ron. So, and just to ask one more question about that, could we, for instance, type in that, or would it not work to put in, say, just the word competition, if that's something that kind of gets you emotional or something that comes up for you? Like maybe you have a job and you don't even have to be, but you feel like, oh, I want to do better than that person, and you get into a competitive mode. Would it be helpful to put in the word competition on the... That
no,
second
you have to
happen.
Put in the incident.
Okay. Okay.
Like,
so that's too vague, in other words.
And like people say, oh, heal me. You know, two words, heal me. Well, life means they're going to look at that and say, heal me. Well, heal what? Okay?
Got it.
You know, they can't heal the word me. Okay? So you have to put down what your situation is. That's how it's how all the clearings work. You need to have a situation that you request to have healed. Because otherwise, you know, they can't judge you. Like I said, you have to judge yourself. Not going to look at you and say, yeah, we're reading all these trillions of life experiences that you've had in this lifetime, plus, a trillion times a trillion times a trillion of that from all your past lives. We just can't pick one of those and clear it or clear all of them. You have to clear what's on your slate, what you're dealing with, you see. So you want to clear what you feel is a situation with you, and that's what you put down. You have to definitely write down what you want to have worked with. When you understand that, it's very simple. And if people are just putting things down in general like that, they're probably not having... any results whatsoever, you know. You might get maybe, I doubt if you even get into 1% clearing. The life beings can't clear that. They may send you peace for that issue, but it's not going to be cleared out of you. Having the peace energy like we do on this program, you know, you might be sitting there right now and say, man, I don't have any issues. I've been listening to Ron for all these programs, and I feel great. But understand what happens tomorrow or what happens when the show ends in a few hours when you're still awake, issues will come back because they're not cleared. I'm just bringing you into the moment, showing you that when you're in the moment, you do not have issues. And that's where you need to be with your body when you're not connected to the radio program, okay? You need to be in that same state of consciousness to where you're out of judgment. Hopefully that helps everybody. Because I've had people come up to me at Expo and say, oh yeah, Ron, I did your monitors last time I was here. And they thought that having a sample clearing of what I do, like for maybe a five-day clearing, which takes, we'll just say, 5 or 10 minutes, depending on what version we know we're using at the time, but they think that they've already been there, done that, and they got everything done. Oh, real strange to see people's reaction sometimes when you talk to them. Or you say, would you like an emotional clearing? And they go, well, I don't have any problems. Well, the best thing that I've had when I was with some ladies, and I asked, and they were in front of me, and I mentioned this before, and I asked this other lady, because I like to do maybe like at least 3 to maybe 10 people at a time when I do the clearing. I asked the lady if she has any issues, you know, because I don't have any issues. One lady looked at her like, are you? She goes, what planet do you live on? Anyway, so that's how the life beings work. So if you are putting something in there, like very vague, please heal me or whatever, healing will not work. Okay?
Got it.
It does work because you're getting peace energy. They think that it took away your particular situation, but you have to write it down. And that's the way the healings work. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That was very clear. So we could, for instance, I could put in, I get a very, competitive when I go to work in the morning with my coworkers, and put in a little more detail. And then I don't want to get too off the self-empowerment because it's such an interesting topic. But we could timeline crash the word competition. Is that correct? Would that
Yeah, but you still want to put down a situation. So what are you doing?
Okay. Okay.
And that the competition could put you into all different other areas.
Right. Right.
But what are you doing, to win that competition? There's a lot of things that you could be doing to yourself, not realizing that you're looking at competition. Well, what are you doing? Maybe you're getting anxiety. Well, that could be a tangent from the competition. Maybe your blood pressure goes up. That's another problem that you could be having. Maybe you have trust issues. You don't want people to look over your shoulder to see what you're doing because they might figure out what you're doing to win the competition, we'll say, whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you feel that you need to get to work 10 minutes earlier. Maybe you feel that you got to do twice the work as somebody else. So there's a lot of issues that you have just for competition. Much like that dog bite clearing that's on the website at the very top. So, if you do have that problem with competition, then what I would say is look at everything that you're doing and clear that out on timelines. That would probably be the easiest way to do it, I think. There might be some other way you could do it too, one of the clearings. But, look at it that way so that you have everything basically covered. Write down what you have to do and what's needed for you to be competitive or whatever that issue is, Oh, back
terrific.
To you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, that was just wonderful. Thank you. And one more request we had before we move off of self-empowerment, I think this is related. Someone asked for a sample clearing of humiliation.
Okay, so again, that could go a long way, so you have to think when you got humiliated and what happened. I can clear what happened, okay? Let's just say, I guess one of the most, it could be also humiliation. Well, whatever that would be. We could do one for being embarrassed. I'll do both of these. So I guess the major embarrassment would be like, for instance, you're in the swimming pool and if you're a man, your shorts are a little loose or woman and your bra or the top part of your bathing suit is a little bit loose and pop out of the water and it still falls down around your waist or down by your leg. So that would be one of those situations where, And so you could think of that. I'm sure that's happened to some people maybe listening. Or, you know, it's a common thing to where Bobby mortified, you know. Let's do that clearing. And it could be, you know, whatever one you want to have here. So here we go. One, be like that baseball player trying to catch the ball, you know, and, that happens too. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, oh dear, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so anything else before we go to the light ship, Ann? We could do one more clearing if you like.
Okay, I just wanted to say that someone is reminding everyone on the fast chat, and thank you very much, that the mental clearing, mental body, is also a great thing to do. And a lot of people, actually, Ron has explained, they do the emotional body, they feel better, but when some people are already very intellectual, perhaps, or just for whatever reason, heavy thinkers and mental, and then the mental clearing gives them their life back, so that's great. Let me see. Protection, blah, blah, the people like. Well, okay, someone's mentioning the self-sabotage. Could we do a clearing sample of self-sabotage, Ron?
Sure, here we go. So when that happened to you, that situation, I can clear that one page out of that book of self-sabotage for you, okay? That's the way it works, one by one. So here we go. That situation. Releasing it from you. I'm going to see it, but the charge of the emotion will be released. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so trying to think here what else we could do. I've had a lot of people talking about alien stuff to me about one person was a little leery about going on to websites that dealt with aliens. If I could use the word Galactic Federation stuff, they asked me, what if I go on that and I feel weird, or is there any good alien? That's kind of what everything boils down to. Do you have any you could give on that, Anne?
The first thing I would say is it can't hurt to go on and do the Galactic Federation healing, which is on the website, and it's free. So I guess what you're saying, Ron, is two things. First of all, some people are wary that if they go on your site and they're not connected to ETs, and then they kind of hear a light ship and what's going on, oh, am I going to get connected to ETs by going on your website and doing your healings? And also, they're also this crowd that keeps holding out hope that there are some good ETs. So maybe you could talk about that a little bit, Ron, how the light beings and the healings we get through Creation Lightship are definitely not ET energy.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so they're not ETs as we would call them from darkness. So they are light beings, and they do take physical form, and there are light beings that are not human-looking, you know. To make it very simple, you know, a dog is not a human. So humans, dog would look like, you know, an alien life form, and so would a cat and everything else, because they're not like you. Now, in light, everything is created. That may look foreign, or using the word loosely, alien to other life form, but they're not of darkness. What we have here is we have energies out there, and most of the energies that are affecting people, I would say probably 99% of them, are invisible. Physically cannot see them. Like I say about the ship clouds, there's a UFO up there in those clouds, but you can't see it, but the cloud forms around it. So they're just out of our visual frequency of light. Now, if you had an infrared camera, I believe, you could probably, or ultraviolet, I forgot which one it was, but you can see them fighting up there. It's quite interesting if you happen to do that. So that does make it real to you, because you can actually see them, but with your eye, you're not going to really see them. So the abductions and problems that you're having here with the mind control transmissions, the robotic program, and having them come into people's bodies as shapeshifters and all this stuff, bone replicas, which are physical, but you know they could even be invisible, right away, these are all from energies that you cannot physically see, but yet they're walking around, or they're outside of your vision. It could be right next to you on a UFO ship. So I guess the next question is, what do you do when you hear this and you go, wow, you know, this is kind of new to me, and I'm getting, my legs are trembling, you know, and I'm breaking out into a sweat, and I know I've been abducted and everything else, and what do I do because I can't see them, you know? Well, you go on the website and you put up, you know, clearings. That's what it's for. We have the special Eliminating Alien Attack page up. That's $30 for the month. A lot of people get that because they need it. Not that they want it. They need it.
Right.
That's the only way that you can really get help, to my knowledge, out there. And at least they have light work with you. As far as you know, aliens coming, and the good ones, like people talk about the physical ones, yeah, there could be some that have their own particular territory here that are living maybe underground or in certain cities, different places. And if they're living here, more than likely they're peaceful, so they're probably okay. You know, but did you meet them? No. Did they bring technology here to share to the world? No, I never heard about anything like that. The only one that was here that actually, to my knowledge, had tried to help people, you know, to give free energy was Nikola Tesla. He was probably one of the few aliens that came here with the consciousness to help humanity. Backed out, I believe, when they started making the atomic bomb. So, I won't get into too much of that. I guess the question was, if I go to a website and I see all these things and all this information that they're doing and coming and going to be giving us this, that, and the other, is that going to be real? Well, it, you know, no way to know. Are you being hooked up by reading it? Very possibly. I can't guarantee that. But, you know, it's always good to stay away from energies that could harm you.
Yeah, don't go looking for trouble. Because enough will find you.
I got a messenger from a person that has a lot of experience with this, and this person said, I've never met any peaceful ones. So this person, unfortunately, has had a lot of encounters, okay? And anyway, so from there, that's kind of what I'm saying is, you know, just kind of understand that everything is that's out there that is not of light. Could have been created by the light, but they flipped over and became darkness. If they were of light, they probably would not be here. And if they were of light, what are they doing to help out? So that's what I say. Where are they? Since we're not having help right now by any of them, if we would have, it'd probably be in the newspapers and the news media. Not that they're going to give you all the truth, but, you know, it would be on YouTube for sure. If you haven't looked at that German semi-truck being abducted, that's a good one to realize, like, what happened, you know? How did this happen? Well, that's an abduction. Is that good? Are they good aliens? Well, I don't know. Maybe the truck was full of chocolate, you know, and they love chocolate, you love chocolate, so to you that was good because they took chocolate, you know, and they got it for nothing, hypothetically. But what they did wasn't good, and they're there. So that was a physical thing that you could actually see on YouTube. So I guess we go to the light ship.
Wonderful, Ron. And everyone think of one thing that you might want to have healed tonight on the light ship. And also Ron would be happy to take some requests for certain rooms that people are, you know, feel are special. We already have a request, Ron, for a room with eagles.
Okay, so we're going to go to the light ship here. If you just send it over on the messenger for me, that'd be great.
Okay.
Here we go. Go to the light ship, and this only works live. You're listening to the program, and you need to be live to go to the light ship. Here we go. So, one. One up. All pets, flowers, tree garden, plants are coming with you. So one, two, three, four, and five. Now you are bilocated out of time. And if you notice, everything around you just seems to be there. That's to you. Went into the hot tub room first for detoxification. So one, two, three, four, and five. Going into another location. This room happens to have polar bears, so we'll go into there. One, two, three, four, and five. Request your healing. One healing for tonight. We'll go into the room with the eagles. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we're going to go into another room. This one here has a floating magnet. This week we'll be going into tomorrow a lot, our eight-hour call. Here's a floating magnet. If you have any maybe pain in your body or some type of situation, you have a lump or something, we'll just see if this helps you. Here comes a floating magnet. You need to specify where that particular location is that you're having troubles with. So floating magnet. So it comes stronger, 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 and stronger. We have the rainforest room. Go into the rainforest room. It's very, very beautiful. One, two, three, four, and five. We're in that room and request your healing. We'll go into the cancer cell release room. They'll be scanning you and then working with you. Remember, you're up there consciously talking to them. Oh, you know, you may not know that consciously here, but that's what's happening. So here we go. Going up. One room, special room. One, two, three, four, and five. Remember, request for the centrifuge room. Oh, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the room. We did this, I think, last night. And we're going to go into the room that we have a shower of light. So everybody sit back and kind of relax. That energy around you and through you. Oh, here it comes. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, five. Go on to one other room. This is the centrifuge room. Room is used to help to release all your memory, some of the DNA stuff that is causing you problems. Specify something, maybe an addiction, problem. go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? Go into another room here, and we'll go into the room that has to be the deer energy. So here's the deers. Remember, these are light beings that taking on the blueprint, the life form of deers. So here they come. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie dokie. So, go into one other room. Let's go into the room that has the crystal shield, the amethyst crystal shield. We'll come back. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So, come back from the light ship. Back down. Our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are with us. One, two, three, four, five. And just curious, so we have a little beautiful little dog that no longer, passed on maybe a month and a half ago or something, and it's our escort. So if you happen to see still dog energy, on many of the calls in the past, helping us out there. So I just thought I would say that in case. Hey, did I see a dog on the light ship here? Dog. You're helping us out. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow. Thank you. As always, that was a fabulous trip to the light ship. And if that felt good for you, anyone listening, tomorrow you could spend 8 hours having physical healings done for you on Creation Lightship. And we've had a lot of input and emails and things tonight, and I was going to get into kind of go from our self-empowerment into the seven generations more. So I'd like to kind of hold that until next week when I'll be co-hosting again next Saturday. But in the meantime, we have a question, Ron, about someone actually had an issue, and then I thought maybe we could just get into talking about barcodes a little. Someone who's already cleared the death barcode from her, it was just her birthday, and right after her birthday, she tripped and fell out on the street, and she got badly bruised and banged up. And, you know, I know how that can feel. You know, even though you don't break a bone necessarily or something, bruises can be very painful, and it can be very jarring and upsetting. So this woman would like to know, did she have another death barcode put on her? And does she need to remove it again?
I would say yes. The word is yes, but some other type of code that's similar, but yeah, death barcode would remove it, yes.
Okay.
And it seems to be working, this is probably true for everybody too, it seems to be working with something like, like self-esteem in a way, like, well, I'm having a great day today, feel wonderful, and all of a sudden stuff happens, okay? Take you off your center. That's kind of what it was about, kind of creep into your energy system to invalidate, that you're having a good time, to make you feel miserable, and it could be maybe even a past timeline that somehow got activated from your natal chart, is buzzing around waiting to, or has connected, like a boomerang. I would probably do experience two of a timeline crash on it. That happens to probably everybody listening here. Just think of the times that you're having a great time. All of a sudden, something comes around to sabotage it, and you go, geez, now I'm depressed or angry or whatever. Why did that happen to me? It's probably because of a past timeline cycling for a similar issue. That's kind of what I would kind of look at. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting really close to the end here, but we kind of didn't fully discuss the what the death barcode is, in case we have new listeners. Could you just talk a little bit more about, like, for instance, this person had already done the death barcode removal. I know I have done it, and you do feel really good from it too. But just maybe tell people, in case we have new listeners, what the death barcode is.
Yeah, basically, you're born, and you're born under a sign, right? That's Dan.
Right.
For bad sign. Anyway, you're born under the control of the planets, which are alien. In a sense, we'll just keep it very simple. But you're controlled by the planets and stars, and you can have your chart read with your astrology and stuff, and it can show you what you're going through in your life. Basically, the old saying, Lord taketh, the Lord giveth, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Well, born, you're being given here, and they either get you out of here because they want you to learn too much, or maybe you're with misery and they want to get rid of you. So you do have a way to get out, and that's their way. They give you the way to get out and control you to have that happen. That's why people who are poor health start to recover, then they kind of have a relapse because the death barcode may have come in. Happens again and again, and eventually they die. So each time you go through a near-death experience, not the ones that they talk about, this is a close call, which would be, to me, a near-death, right? But you have a near-death experience, like a car almost ran over you on the street, but luckily, it didn't do that. That would be a near-death experience, you know, as the way I would state it. So each one of those is the way that the aliens want to get rid of you. Something happened and you didn't die, okay? Each time you have one of those, you have a death barcode put on you. You start losing more and more and more of your energy. Some people have had a lot of them, a lot maybe being over a dozen. Some people have had as little as two. So, if you want to know how many you have, let me know. Just send me an email. Also, I can get back with you and tell you what it is. You can also do anybody you like on the planet with that. I can tell you what it is, as long as the body is a human body. There's a lot of clones now which may not have that in their program. I'd be able to read that. But other than that, if they're human, as a spirit in them, I could tell you how many they have. Clear that. Each one takes 2 hours, you're out. That's the way that works, and you feel better afterwards. So that's kind of what the death barcode is, alien death barcode. So let's do a trauma release for the person that had that situation here. That would put you in trauma. It could even be embarrassment. Maybe everybody's watching. I don't know the particulars, but that could be one that thing. But mainly you're having traumas and also pain. We'll do these together, pain and trauma release, since our time is coming to a close here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, can. Hey, we'll see if that helps you. And close our show with the mind to heart drop. Well, remember, you have to command your spirit. Take your thoughts in your head. That's where they normally reside. The aliens put them in your head for some reason. We'll drop those into your heart center. That's where your spirit probably had to finally go to. Because they used to be all in your body, remember. First born, your spirit's everywhere in you. Because of the mind-controlling energies, the implants, the aliens, the Galactic Federation attaching to you and supporting you and all the stuff that they do and everything else, spirit had to drop into the heart for sanctuary, for its being protected by itself here. So here we go. Drop the energies down. So sure to do so. Dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Here you're out of duality. You can't think. There's no thoughts in source energy. There's peace. Source energy is peace. Everything else, duality. The darkness, alien agenda. Oh, thank you, everybody. So we'll see you next week. If you tune in to Saturday, we'll go to the light ship with you. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you, everyone, for listening. Hopefully we'll hear you or we'll all be together on the light ship call tomorrow.
Hey, blessings.
Good night.